For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now. In a city where time disappears, we create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big. We go all night. And here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. Wanted to dedicate today's show to Sting, wrestling legend, Hall of Famer, just a really great guy. He had his retirement match, and he went out on top. It doesn't always happen that way, but he went out on top, teaming up with Darby Allin to defeat the Young Bucks and retain the AEW World Tag Team Championship. So wanted to dedicate today's show to him. Wanted to play for you now his final press conference, his final meeting with the media following his retirement match. So without any further ado, here he is, wrestling legend, an all-around great guy, friend of the show. Here he is, Sting.
Very excited that you're able to join us here tonight. Congratulations on retaining the AEW World Championship in such an incredible match with Hangman, Adam Page, Swerve Strickland. You guys beat the ever-loving hell out of each other. Should I ask you if you're even remotely surprised that you are still our champion tonight?
Not at all. You know, I've always made it a point to, you know, tell the world what I'm going to do. And I think that I've delivered on every promise that I've made here in AEW. And tonight was no different. You know, obviously, Swerve and Hangman, two tremendous young competitors, but they just didn't have enough. And I'm just that much better. So here I am, your champion.
All right, guys, the floor is open to you guys. Any questions you guys have for Samoa Joe? It's all you.
Thank you, Joe. My name is Jonathan McLarty. I'm from flagshipnews.com and militarynews.com. Congratulations on your victory tonight.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. What do you think, you know, with Hangman and Swerve beefing with each other for so long, do you think that served as a distraction to further help you to retain tonight?
Well, you know, first off, I want to thank your readers for their service. Secondly, you know, it was a huge mistake by both those gentlemen. I mean, obviously they have very, very bad blood between each other. So, you know, these heated issues can often boil over into other parts of their life. Unfortunately, it boiled over into tonight, which is the worst place for it to happen. So, I mean, if those gentlemen want to stay eyes locked on each other, they thought that the path to salvation was through each other's blood. Well, unfortunately, it wasn't, because I made sure that did not happen tonight. So that's what I feel.
Lyric Swinton, SNME Radio. So you talked earlier a couple of weeks ago about bringing back the ranking system as a way to get the best opponents for the AEW World Championship. Today we saw an amazing match, one that you were a part of, and also Will Ospreay and Takeshita. What are your thoughts on the growing strong talent pool in All Elite Wrestling and what it means to be world champion during this time with so much talent?
I mean, it's indicative of what AEW has always stood for. You know, we go out, we find the best wrestlers in the world, and we bring them together to find out who is the best wrestler in the world. Currently, that is me. But on my heels are some of the greatest grapplers to ever step foot in a ring. You know, when we have acquisitions, men like Will Ospreay, how can you not be excited about the future of this company? And, you know, once again, we've set up a protocol. Will Ospreay is new here. He's a fantastic, dynamic athlete, has had tremendous success everywhere he's been. But until he has that success here, I don't need to worry about him.
Questions?
There we go.
Hey there, Joe. Rick Uccino, CageSideSeats.com. Congratulations on a great performance tonight. Just wanted to get your thoughts on your new number one contender in Wardlow and the words he had this week where he said he was coming for your spot.
Yeah, and much like everybody else in this entire roster, I mean, it's no surprise Wardlow finds himself where he is. Obviously a very domineering individual that has had tremendous success, admittedly even against me. But right now, this is a very different version of myself. This is not one that is distracted by other championship titles. I am the AEW World Champion, and Wardlow will soon learn why that is.
Hey, Joe, DJ Danny Ocean, 101.9 KISS FM. You mentioned Will Ospreay. We talked about Wardlow. Is there any of these new up-and-coming guys or you got your eye on that you want to get in the ring with yourself, that you want to defend your title against?
You know, once again, I refer back to championship protocol. I mean, they have to earn this spot. I mean, this is not me up here picking out dream matches, trying to be nice about this. No, this is me supporting the integrity of the championship that only the best grapplers in the world will compete for it. So, you know, is there a laundry list of wrestlers I'd be more than happy to take on in the ring? Yeah, every single one of them. And you look up and down our roster, you tell me one person that isn't a dream match. I know what this company is capable of. I know about the competitors in this company, and I am more than happy to prove each and every one of them that they're second tier and they're just not on my level.
Hey, Joe. Swerve made light of the announcing in a poncho situation. Was there ever a time in your life that you doubted that you would be back here where you are in this position?
No, because obviously I was planning and taking the time to recover so that I could be back here at this capacity, competing at this level. You know, far too many dumber athletes in this industry don't take the time to heal. You know, don't bet on themselves and say, hey, listen, I'm going to step away from things a little bit and I'm going to come back not 90%, not 80%, 110%. And I took that time and I came back 110%. Now I'm AEW World Champion. So, I mean, this is just indicative of me understanding what I need to do to get things done. You know, I'm playing this on a very different level than everybody else. Everybody else out here just hoping they get their shot, hoping they're doing things. I'm planning dynasties. And I mean, it starts with me. And that's not going to change anytime soon, bro. I mean, they're playing chess. They're playing checkers. I'm out here playing chess. I mean, it's a totally different game, man. And, you know, that time, I mean, doing commentary and ponchos, I'm still a millionaire. You know, I know what he's talking about. You know, so, I mean, he may not like that issue, but, hey, that guy on the poncho just whipped his ass tonight and is still world champion. So, I mean, you tell me who's running things around here.
Corey Lieb with the Wrestling Observer. I do want to talk about the main event tonight with Sting's final match. And I just wanted to kind of just get your thoughts on Sting's retirement. Obviously, you had a feud with him in TNA over the TNA World title, had a couple great matches with him. And just kind of reflect a little bit about your history with Sting and what he means to this business and this company.
You know, I've known Sting as a rival, as a friend, you know, outside the ring as a confidant, somebody who has been a steady and sobering voice during a lot of chaotic situations throughout my career. Aside from that, for 40 years, Sting has elicited emotions from crowds around the world that, most wrestlers could only hope they would achieve. And I think that, you know, tonight, how much love he received, how many people showed out for his final appearance, and, you know, how much we here at AEW appreciate his contributions to this company. To be a man like Sting, to have the legacy and the legendary status that you do, and still show up here and give that 110% and still try to build a new company and still give of himself physically and mentally at a very high level. You know, it speaks to his character. It speaks to who he is as a human being. And it speaks to the legacy that he deserves to be celebrated tonight.
Two more questions.
Scott Fishman, TV Insider. You know, you being the AEW world champion, you're seen as the leader, like a face of the company. How would you kind of describe the vibe right now backstage in the locker room and the working relationship that you all have? It's been a turbulent couple months last year, but it seems like things are a little steady right now. So kind of how would you kind of describe the feeling that you have backstage?
I think you summed it up perfectly. That was last year. And I mean, this is the AEW underneath my reign. And, as far as our locker room committee and stuff, I don't think it's ever been tighter. I don't think it's ever been better. There's an enthusiasm backstage that is infectious. And it's because, you know, we have so much new burgeoning talent. We have so many new opportunities to go out there and entertain the crowd with the people that we have at our disposal that, you know, there's just genuine excitement among the locker room. And, you know, I think... it's been a long time since the spirit has been felt here, and I'm very much looking forward to you know, where this leads us in the future.
Last question for Joe.
All right, cowards, cool. All right, I'm good.
Samoa Joe, our AEW World Champion, everybody. Thank you so much for your time, Joe. All right, guys, we are carrying on with our press conference here for Revolution. So please welcome our CEO, GM, and head of creative, Mr. Tony Khan.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Also joining us right now, the man that made his official AEW in-ring debut, Will Ospreay.
Hello.
Congratulations to you tonight. I'll start things off with you, Will. Cool. How did it feel to finally be out there to get that first match really under your belt? You went to catch it. Wow.
I mean, I was grateful to be in the ring with such a great wrestler. Like, Takeshita is, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the best wrestlers in the world. It's the first time we've ever touched one another as well. I mean, we've done tag matches with one another, but it's the first time we've ever, like, had a match one-on-one. The reception was incredible. Like, I was getting like proper like nervous backstage because I feel like people's eyes are on me more than ever. And with all like the hype and everything, you just got like, you got to knock it out of the fucking park, eh? And I just wanted to do that. So like it took like a lot for me to leave Japan, leave the Indies for a bit, just because like it's been my home for 8 years, man. And like I love those guys, and I can't say enough. Like I'm so grateful and so thankful that I got to grow up in Japan. But like you guys just made me feel right at home. Like, thank you very much for leaving the key underneath the mat. I will treasure your home very much so.
It was so incredible to watch you out there, to really seize that moment and feel that out there. And Tony, I mean, I was saying it earlier that there's so much pressure kind of coming into this pay-per-view, deemed one of the best pay-per-views perhaps ever, but of 2024. And we're so early on into the year. Did it live up to the hype for you?
I think it was one of the best pay-per-views ever. It was one of the greatest nights of my life personally. And Will, you were tremendous tonight. What a great match. Ospreay versus Takeshita. The last time I saw you, we were in Crystal Palace, London, England, and here we are now in Greensboro, North Carolina, both great wrestling cities and traditions. And Will Ospreay in AEW fits like a glove, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Let's open it up.
Ready to appreciate that.
We'll open it up to the floor, guys. Any questions for both Tony or Will?
Corey Lieb with the Wrestling Observer. How's your back? Because you,
mate, my ass is so bad. Can I show like a little bit of it? Like,
you want to show a little bit of it, that'd be great.
I'm not gonna show you my cheek, right? But like, bro, look how bad.
Wow. Yeah, that spot was pretty insane.
So
yeah,
much.
I want to make sure that you're okay. Obviously, the second question I actually had is kind of your mindset now. You are now a full-time U.S.-based wrestler, which is, you've never done that. You've done, obviously, the Indies in England, Japan. I mean, you've done matches over there.
Yeah, just dip my toes into it.
Yeah, but now you're actually going to be going on American TV every week. Mm. What is your mindset about how you kind of almost have, do you have to change your style? You're just going to be like, you know what? I'm going to be Will Ospreay and I'm going to make the TV adapt to me.
I mean, the one thing I'm doing my best to do is I'm trying my best not to swear. Like, God, that is so hard. It's
well,
like,
here you can. You feel free. We're off the air.
I mean, here, yeah. That's, that
FCC.
But I was just kind of like, mate, like, even like cutting promos now, like that's like a real hard task for me to get because I've never done it like into an American audience. A lot of our stuff in Japan was always backstage. So like I knew when I wanted to make the jump, I was like, really, I'm really trying hard at that and really trying like to learn that style because I'm all new at this. Like everything that you see right in front of you is all going to be like me experiencing something completely new. But like, my mindset right now is like I have been screaming down the lens of a Japanese camera that I am the best in the world. And right now, I've never done this. I've never been full-time in America. And it's a lot of things, but it's mainly an anxiety. It's an anxiety of like for ages. Like I know when the bell rings, like I can do it, but like it's not just the bell ringing anymore. It's about showing personality. It's about connecting with the crowds. And like, that's my main focus now is just like, I want to show my personality because I'm a little bit of a cheeky bugger. So like, I like to show that off. And like, this is going to be like a really rough road, not rough road, but it's going to be hard to like work out these navigations, but like, I'm ready, man. Like I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to be completely vulnerable out there and just like if I mess up or chant you fucked up to me, like I don't mind. Like I'm here to learn and like I'm not going to get it out right away, but like I'm doing my best. And I think like honestly out there today, I think if that's the first thing that I've got, like everyone's fucked, eh?
You're doing great already.
That's great. Yeah, I just said like only four swear words. It's all good.
Doing amazing. DJ Danny Ocean, Dirt Sheet Radio. Like Renee said, we are in March, 3 months into 2024. They're saying this pay-per-view of the year already. Scrolling Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. They're saying this was the match of the year. You with Takeshita. How are you feeling? Your first official match at AEW. They're already calling it match of the year. How are you feeling?
I mean, I've got a lot to top now, haven't I? Like, I mean, look, once again, like, I can't do those type of matches without a great, like, partner to do it with. Takeshita is every bit as good as Will Ospreay. It's just on that night, I was just better, pure and simple. But, like, look at the move that I had to put him away with. The Tiger Driver, I keep saying this so much, man. The Tiger Driver 91 is the most dangerous move in wrestling. It is not... It was used back in the day by Mitsuharu Misawa. And I said it right, didn't I? I'm sure I did. But, like, imagine if I got that wrong, didn't it? I'd be like... But, like, it was one of the most dangerous moves in wrestling. Like, some guys are able to, like, kind of figure out a way of getting out of it, but like it's a complete pressure on your neck, man. It's a sheer drop. Like I wouldn't be surprised in like the 5 months time, like people will be like, hey, you can't do that move anymore. But just like, this is what I bring to the table, man. Like I'm one of the most dangerous professional wrestlers in the world. Look, I am a lovely man. I will walk your mom across the street any day of the week. I will happily give you a cuddle if you're ever feeling sad. I'm always a good shoulder to cry on and I look after you till the day I die. But I am one mean motherfucker when I want to be. Like, that's all I care about, man. So, like, this is the first pay-per-view of AEW's year for 2024. Right, so we got Dynasty, probably got Forbidden Door, we've got
Double or Nothing,
All In, All Out, Full Gear, Wrestle Dream, Full Gear, and World's End.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Let's go.
Like I said, the most dangerous man in wrestling right now, bruv.
Will, Stu Myrick from Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. First of all, congratulations on the victory. After the match, you had a moment with your United Empire mate, Kyle Fletcher, who is, of course, the Ring of Honor World Television Champion. Talk about what that meant to you and what do you see down the road? Possibly teaming with Kyle, well, possibly going after
Stu,
Kyle.
Actually, on the pay-per-view broadcast, we announced there will be a match, Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher. This is a great opportunity for me to say, though, officially, and this is acting in the capacity as the GM here, I have to talk about the injury report. I would say after that match, you, sir, are questionable for Wednesday. So let's see. I very much hoping to have Ospreay versus Fletcher, but we'll see if how you're doing.
Yeah, just keep it penciled in. Just keep it penciled in for now. But
he talked me into not scratching it. But.
Yeah, don't scratch it off. Like, let me just, like, frick, I've got to earn some money at it.
I
spent my money on like a bathroom, a kitchen, Barbados holiday. I've got to start winning some big matches.
He's beat up. I don't know. I would really like to do it, but we'll see as soon as possible. I think it'd be fantastic, and it's one of those matches. I think it's a dream match on television. They've been great partners. They're great friends. And I'd be very excited to have Ospreay versus Fletcher. Hopefully Wednesday we announce on the broadcast. So, but please, you can elaborate. I think you guys have a great friendship and you're two of the great wrestlers.
Me and Carl go way back. Like, we've had so many matches over in England. And when the pandemic struck, him and Davis lived at my house while Australia indies weren't kind of picking up. So the UK indies just opened up, and it was kind of like, it was discussed that if they just stay with me, I'll look after them. Didn't charge them any rent or anything. I just wanted to look after them. We'd done Rev Pro together. Was able to get over to America quicker. But like, for me, Kyle and Davis, like, we're like three best friends, man. And I'm like, I miss you, Davis. Love you so much, dude. I hope you're doing well. But like, for me, it was so happy to see Kyle. And like, man, it's changed his hair. Looks beautiful. God, like, that's one beautiful man. But like, having him out there, getting to throw the crowns up again, like, in AEW together, like, of course, like, we're gonna get back the band back together and like roll through with the Don Callis family, of course. And like, for me now, it's all steam ahead. And and for Kyle, I think this is a big proving test for him. Like, if the match does go ahead on Wednesday, I don't want him to hold anything back. Like, this is proving point to you. You've been in the ring with Brian Danielson and Kenny Omega, and you've shown so much. Like, you are the future. But like, right now, like, I've just stepped in front of you. What are you going to do?
Pardon you.
D. Dowdy, 104.5 FM, WCCG. Will, question for you. Throughout the match, there were a lot of aha moments, a lot of momentum shifting. How were you able to stay focused and adapt to Takeshita's offense?
A lot of it has just been like experience over in Japan, dude. Like, I mean, once again, I have watched Takeshita. Like, I was a fan of him. I saw him live at 2019. And one of my mates at the time went, God damn, he's sexy. And I was just like... So I was sitting next to him. I was just like, hey, you all right? Calm down, mate.
All right. That was Sting following his very last match, his retirement match. Again, love the fact that he went out on his terms, went out the way he wanted to, went out on top. It was fantastic. I mean, generally speaking, you go around the business, one of the nicest guys. So just really great to see Sting get his flowers like that last night. So we're going to leave it there for now. When we come back, we're going to hear more from AEW founder and co-owner Tony Khan, not just the event, but also the future of AEW. When we come back right here on the Mightier 1090 in Southern California, the Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now, in a city where time disappears. We create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big, we go all night, and here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Arash Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. As we just previously played for you in the last segment, Sting had his last match, talked to the media following the event. Let's now hear from AEW founder and co-owner, Tony Khan.
Does that mean that there is a chance that he could be cleared for those shows?
I don't think it would be fair at all to create that expectation that Kenny Omega would be cleared by then. I really appreciate the question. I'm very optimistic Kenny will be coming back, but I don't know the exact date. And I think that's an aggressive timetable, but absolutely, Kenny's one of AEW's great stars, and we can't wait to have him back as soon as possible. I don't think it would be fair to create the expectation he'd be cleared by then, though. Thanks for asking. Hey.
Hey, Tony, DJ Danny Ocean. So Sting retiring in your ring. I was on the media briefing a couple of days ago, and you talked about, you know, growing up watching Sting. Are you a huge fan growing up and whatnot? How does it feel to have him retire in your company, in your ring?
It's the greatest moment of my life. Like I said, I feel like we were all put here today, and we were all put here. The stars aligned to create this moment for him. He deserves this. And like he said, if Sting says it's one of the three greatest matches of his career, what does that say? Think about that great career Sting's had. He's been involved in some of the greatest moments ever in wrestling, some of the biggest times, some of the greatest times ever in wrestling. And I think that says everything right there. And the fact that he's happy with this and happy with how it went, that's the most important thing to me. And then people are saying it was the greatest pay-per-view of all time, maybe. I think that's great to hear. And it, certainly for us, it was a very successful pay-per-view. We know the box office was tremendous. And for us, it's going to be one of our greatest pay-per-views ever in terms of revenue. It, one of our biggest crowds we've ever had. I think it'll end up being our biggest crowd we've ever had for a pay-per-view in North America in terms of live fans. And probably up there with the first Grand Slam for our biggest crowds ever in the U.S. It was one of our biggest gates ever, and it's going to be one of our biggest pay-per-views ever. So it's just a huge night, and not only a box office and commercial success, but the most important thing to me, like I said, is that Sting's happy with it, and to see him and know that we're sending him into retirement, and so happy that he's already itching to come back. Well, I don't know about that, but I would say that how about that that we've had this 3-year run and that Sting would walk out of here undefeated and with as much passion for the pro wrestling business and for the pro wrestling fans and with the memories that we've made in the last 3 years. It's really special. So I'm very grateful to everybody here in Greensboro, including all of you here and everybody watching tonight. It was one of the greatest memories of my life. And I think this would probably be up there, this in Wembley Stadium, and the achievement of 81,035 paid fans at Wembley Stadium, along with now tonight, Sting's retirement and this perfect night at Revolution tonight with all of you. Thank you.
Surprised to see Kyle O'Reilly back tonight. Can you kind of talk about this long road that it's been back for him? And does this mean, should we assume he's cleared, he's ready to go?
Kyle O'Reilly, it is so amazing to have him back in AEW. I'm a huge fan of Kyle's. And, you know, people forget Kyle went on this incredible run of matches. He really, before he got injured, was on an amazing run. He had challenged Jon Moxley for the championship. He'd won the Casino Battle Royale on Dynamite. And I thought his match against Mox was one of the best matches of the year in 2022. It was phenomenal. And the run he had leading up to that, you know, he won clean matches against Rey Fénix, Darby Allin, Jungle Boy, a lot of top stars on the run to then going into that Casino Battle Royale. And he was just phenomenal wrestling at the highest level in his tremendous career. And it was actually here in the Greensboro Coliseum in 2021 where Kyle O'Reilly first arrived in AEW, and Orange Cassidy was involved in that match and that moment too. And very fitting to have Kyle O'Reilly. And of course, we saw the Undisputed Kingdom out there. There's a lot of history. We have a new international champion, Roderick Strong. Quite a moment, Kyle O'Reilly coming back and being here at the Greensboro Coliseum where he first arrived in AEW years ago.
Hi, Tony. Kimmy Sokol from The Pop Break. So I want to talk about Eddie Kingston because he is the Triple Crown Continental Classic champion. And we have Supercard of Honor coming up. So can it be hopeful that Eddie Kingston comes back to Ring of Honor to defend that title at Supercard of Honor, since he hasn't been there since December of 2023?
Yes, I absolutely am planning for that. We had to get through Revolution and decide the Continental Crown tonight, and it was an amazing match, Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson on an amazing pay-per-view. And we were very fortunate to have a great match like that for the Continental Crown tonight. It's really befitting of the status of the Continental Crown and the great matches we've had since the Continental Classic, when we established the AEW Continental Championship. And of course, Eddie Kingston being the Ring of Honor World Champion, absolutely you can expect Eddie Kingston at Supercard of Honor now, after he retained the Continental Crown at Revolution in that awesome match versus Bryan Danielson tonight. Thank you.
Keith Elliott Greenberg with Inside the Ropes magazine again. When I was speaking to some of the fans here in Greensboro, they were gratified that Sting's retirement was here, and not just in the city of Greensboro, but at the Greensboro Coliseum specifically. Now, you said earlier, right time, right place. Communicating not to us, but to those fans, why is the Greensboro Coliseum the right place?
I'm very excited about how tonight came out. And a big part of it was the fans in Greensboro and the environment. And this is an environment that Sting knew very well. And of course, Sting versus Ric Flair in 1988, Clash of the Champions, that was a classic match. And it really began this crazy run that Sting's had on the TBS network. And to think Sting's run on the Superstation has gone decades. It's spanned multiple promotions. And I believe he ended on the highest of notes here in AEW. And these past 3 years, it's been our honor to have Sting wrestling for us on TBS and TNT. And the Greensboro Coliseum is a huge part of Sting's tradition. And in AEW, I really respect the history of pro wrestling. And I tried to make sure we gave the best presentation possible, the best platform possible, to give Sting the greatest send-off imaginable. And I thought the Greensboro Coliseum was the right place to do it. And I thought Revolution 2024, given where Sting was at, and given that it was something he was excited about, I thought it was perfect.
What's up, man? Tommy Thomas from HighSpots.com. I just want to say Renee's jacket is awesome. Like, the tassels are amazing. This has been an absolutely amazing night. Is there anything that you personally think could have added to it to make it that much more over the moon than it already was?
It was a perfect night. It was a perfect night. It was one of the greatest nights. You know, you in life, you can only be in one place at one time. You can only do one thing at a time, really. And tonight was the perfect place. Truly, given Sting's career and the countless countries he's wrestled in, the countless cities Sting's wrestled in over these decades, there were so many great places we could have had Sting's final match. I had to pick one, and this was the right place at the right time. And the way it came off, I just am so happy. So it was perfect night, and I'm very grateful to the fans in Greensboro. I'm very grateful to TBS and TNT, very grateful to, most of all, everybody involved in Sting's final run, all the wrestlers he's encountered along the way, everybody in AEW, the staff, of course, the fans. And tonight, the Young Bucks put up this amazing fight. And Sting's partner, Darby Allin, has been there through this entire thing. Every match of Sting's comeback, they've been together. And what a run. Undefeated, like I said before, to have Sting and Darby, I think, ended up 16-0 as a tag team, and overall 30-0, 29-8 AEW, and of course one in NOAH. It was a very special one, sending the great mood off, and to have 30 matches in 3 years for Sting, and to look back, I think it's going to go down as the greatest final run ever in wrestling. And I'm very proud that AEW was the place that Sting retired.
A few more. We have two in the front here. Lyric Swinton, SNME Radio. So earlier tonight, it was announced officially that AEW Dynasty will be happening in April. And so in the past, a lot of AEW pay-per-views have been named significantly. You talked about Wrestle Dream being Antonio Inoki, All In London being tribute to the original All In. So what's the thought process behind Dynasty specifically?
Thank you for asking. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really glad you asked that question. Thank you. I'm of the mind that it's a very important year for AEW. We've got, I believe, the best roster in wrestling. And in the weeks to come, the roster will be showcased. And I think everyone will see that AEW in 2024 is only going to continue to grow and build and establish ourselves. I've got really great plans for the next couple weeks for all the fans in Atlanta. You're going to want to be in Atlanta. Of course, we've talked a lot about big business in Boston and very excited to go to Toronto and have very special things planned in the coming weeks and after that. But certainly these coming weeks, Atlanta, Boston, Toronto, we have great things planned for you without saying specifically what they are. But I'm very excited about that. And the run to this next pay-per-view, it's going to be very special. And it feels like we're building that dynasty. You know, we talked about Ospreay and Takeshita being like Jordan and Pippen playing against each other. And I think it feels like we're building our own dynasty here with Will Ospreay arriving, the quality of the wrestling up and down the card. It's never been better. Tonight, I think, was the best pay-per-view we've ever done. And to establish a new brand on pay-per-view, it bodes really well for us. Last year, we launched some new events. This is a new event. I'm not planning to launch ton of new events this year because last year was so successful and I felt like we found a sweet spot. I do feel like we've had Revolution as a tentpole event in AEW that year in, year out is delivered. Last year, it's been voted as the best pay-per-view of the year, Revolution 2023, and I think it's the front runner for the best event this year. It'll certainly be hard for anybody to top, including us. It was just phenomenal. But we're going to keep trying. How do you top a moment like that? But on the other hand, right now, the roster is getting so strong. And even though we all are very grateful now, we can look back at these past 3 years of Sting, and we're going to keep wrestling here. And Will Ospreay sitting here and Will Ospreay being a part of AEW, that's a huge step for us. And we're going to continue to take huge steps. And you saw tonight returns. We talked about Pac coming back to AEW. There's a lot of great things to look forward to. And the roster of women and men here is only going to continue to get better. And some of that is new additions, and some of that is bringing back talent that's been injured now. And I'm really excited about that. And I think people are going to see that AEW is the best roster in the world. And as we approach April 21st, a new franchise, Dynasty, which I'll be honest, it just felt like the right name to me for where we're at as a company and where we're going as a company, that we're establishing a dynasty here. This is an important year for us. And I'm very proud of what we did tonight. And we're going to go off that momentum and establish April 21st, a new event. And it's very fitting to do it in St. Louis, a city with this phenomenal tradition of pro wrestling, one of the greatest histories in the ever the sport, really, I think, in pro wrestling, what has happened in St. Louis. It's great for AEW to go there. And it's also fulfilling a promise I made to St. Louis that we would bring a great pay-per-view event there. And this is going to be a great pay-per-view event. And it will have been worth the wait for St. Louis, I promise. And I'm very excited about bringing that April 21st Dynasty to pay-per-view for AEW. Thank you.
Haley Miller from comicbook.com. So as you know, AEW continues to expand on, you know, more pay-per-views and new and exciting content. It is a contract renewing year. So I have to ask, have talks begun between AEW and Warner Brothers Discovery? And have any other interested parties kind of been involved either?
Well, we're still in this exclusive phase with Warner Brothers Discovery, which has been amazing for AEW, and very excited about the rest of 2024. And I think 2024, we're really rising to the occasion. This has been a great year, and it's going to keep going. And very proud about what we've been delivering on TBS and TNT week out. And Warner Brothers Discovery and AEW have really built a close relationship. And the current management group came in and has embraced AEW even more than ever before. We were already on such great footing, and now we've come in this past year. We've gone from 3 hours of TV across Wednesday and Friday. We added Collision, and we've added more pay-per-view events with great success. Again, very excited, April 21st, to add Dynasty to what is already, I believe, the best slate of events in pro wrestling, the AEW pay-per-views. And certainly now, I would say, you know, it's a great time for us with Warner Brothers Discovery. We've been doing great things, and the conversations have gone really well. And I'm very, very happy to be here at Warner Brothers Discovery. And certainly, I think they're very happy to have us, and we'll see what happens. But certainly, we're still in that exclusive phase of what is the most important year ever in AEW's history.
Two more questions.
Hi, Tony. Samantha Shipman from Daily DDT. I have a question about the relationship with CMLL. Will that allow for women to come over to AEW to compete? And could we see somebody like Stephanie Backer here?
Yes, and yes. Absolutely, it would, and it can. And I would love to have Stephanie here. And I've already talked to Salvador about that. I'm excited about it, and she's somebody I've asked Salvador about, and I would love to have here.
Question.
We're also very happy with that relationship. CMLL have been great partners for us so far, and it's been great working with them. Thank you. And we'd love to have Stephanie here.
Hey, Corey Lieb with the Wrestling Observer. Two questions, one business and one also about a contract status that has come up. The first is with the business. Do you have an actual number for the gate on this right now? Did it break a million?
I don't have the exact number. I think it's in that range. I mean, it's going to be one of our bigger gates, biggest gates, and certainly for live attendance, it's our biggest. I did not price it as aggressively as some of other events in wrestling, but it was very aggressively priced, and it will probably be in that neighborhood of $1 million gate, give or take. Yeah.
And the second question that I have is there was a couple rumors going around today about Ricky Starks. What his contract status is at this time? Basically, if you have anything to add on some of these rumors that are going on.
I don't know what the rumor is. Ricky's part of AEW. He's definitely a great wrestler.
There was a
contract
rumor going around that his contract might have expired or he's going somewhere else. Like I said,
Ricky's definitely still under contract in AEW, so I haven't seen that. But obviously, we were doing Revolution today, so it came out very good. And Ricky was a big part of Sting's run. He was Sting's first match in AEW, teaming with Brian Cage against Darby and Sting at Revolution 3 years ago. And then to come back here 3 years later, of course, Ricky and Big Bill, I'm very grateful. And I've said that to Ricky too, both right after the match and since, very grateful. Ricky and Big Bill, what great World Tag Team Champions, and what a great match for Sting and Darby to win the World Tag Team Championship in Phoenix. And then the post-match really should have been a beautiful moment, but it was a very important pivotal moment because it did set the stage for tonight. And so Ricky was there at the beginning of Sting's run in AEW 3 years ago to the day. And then, of course, been a huge part of the title change that set the stage for tonight, which was the greatest send-off ever. So he's been here for some of the big moments. So, no, I'm very excited about having him here. He's definitely a part of AEW. And, again, he's been a big part of Sting's final run, which has been the most important thing we've ever done as a company, and I think one of the really special things ever in wrestling. And I'm very grateful to all of you for giving us a platform here. Thank you very much for coming to this pay-per-view. I appreciate it. I know some of you are from close by, but a lot of you traveled very far to be here in Greensboro tonight. I hope that it was worth it for you. I know certainly it's been worth it for me, every bit of it. And it's one of the greatest nights of my life. Like I said, I got an 8 a.m. in Palm Beach, so I'll be up. It's going to be a long one for me. And looking forward to a great week for AEW. We've got some really big things planned for all of you in Atlanta and in Boston, Toronto. Great shows coming up, I promise. And I believe start to finish March of 2024 will be one of the most important and greatest months ever in AEW, beginning with this Revolution on pay-per-view, and there's a lot to come, and I'm excited about all of it, And I think it's important for the company to really keep our foot on the gas pedal, because tonight was probably the greatest night in the history of AEW.
All right, that was AEW founder and co-owner Tony Khan. Again, following Sting's retirement match, last match. Really love what they're doing with the company, and really love that Tony does these post-event press conferences where he talks to the media about not only the event and what's happening, but about the future of the company. So kudos to him. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.